From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Hard economic times can change people's behavior, including how they parent. Now researchers think they've found a reason why adversity changes some mothers more than others. NPR's John Hamilton reports on the discovery of a gene that's associated with harsh parenting.
In late 2007, the U.S. was just entering a major economic downturn. At the same time, a team of researchers happened to be studying vulnerable families in 20 large American cities. Irv Garfinkel of Columbia University School of Social Work says one of the things they were measuring was harsh parenting.
Spanking, hitting, that sort of thing also includes screaming at the child.
Previous research had found that harsh parenting is more common during economic hard times. So Garfinkel says that's what they expected to see during the period often called the Great Recession. And in the early months of rising unemployment, he says, they did.
But as unemployment continues to increase, harsh parenting actually declines.
That was surprising and confusing. At least it was until a researcher at New York University named Ahoon Lee suggested looking for a genetic explanation. The team focused on a gene called DRD2. It's part of the brain's dopamine system, which influences how we feel. They were only able to study this gene in mothers. Garfinkel says there are two versions of the dopamine gene, one known as sensitive, the other as insensitive. And how moms parented at the beginning of the recession was associated with which version of the gene they carried.
If you have the sensitive version of the gene, then you're more likely to harsh parent. If you have the insensitive version of this gene, you're not affected at all by the recession.
Garfinkel says it appears that mothers with the sensitive gene were reacting to the fear that things would get really bad. And as it began to look like we weren't headed for a depression, they relaxed and began to exhibit less harsh parenting than the moms who didn't react to the recession.
You have the same genes, and with a different environment, it's a completely different story. I think that's the most amazing part of what we found.
And it fits in nicely with the theory of genetics that is often explained in terms of orchids and dandelions. Garfinkel says dandelions tend to do pretty well even in really bad conditions. Orchids, not so much.
The orchid, we know, in poor conditions, wilts and dies. In really good condition, the orchid is one of the most beautiful plants on the planet.
Orchids are sensitive, but they do better than dandelions under the right conditions. And you could say the same thing about moms with the sensitive dopamine gene. Michael Frank at Brown University says the finding is consistent with a new understanding of the brain's dopamine system. He says scientists used to think brain cells in this system responded to rewards, like good news.
It's now known that they don't react to rewards per se. It's that they increase their firing or the level of activity when the outcomes are better than expected, and they decrease when the outcomes are worse than expected. So it's precisely in those kind of situations where your expectations set the way the dopamine system is going to respond.
If you were expecting the next Great Depression, your dopamine system would make you feel better when it didn't occur. But Frank says genetic studies like this one are tricky. For example, he says it's not clear whether the mother's behavior was correlated only with variations in the dopamine gene.
It also could be correlated with a host of other genes that are associated with other things that we don't know.
Like serotonin, another gene involved in how we feel. The new research appears in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. John Hamilton, NPR News.